At the airport, I saw a guy collapse on the luggage carousel, but thankfully he slowly came around.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
We live in an increasingly complex world. Our first remote control had two buttons and a wire that plugged it into the VCR. Today, I have five remotes. Three of them work, and they contain about 412 buttons each. My tech-savvy son-in-law explained it to me. Now, before you watch TV, he said, you push the red button on the gray remote. Easy peasy. Then, use the blue button to turn on the TV. You can change channels with the black remote on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and holidays. On the other days, use the white one. Just make sure you point it 12 degrees to the left of center. To reset everything, it's the orange square on the skinny remote, but don't touch the octagonal one. Whatever you do, for goodness sake, do not touch the large green button. If you accidentally hit it, you may hear a whirring sound coming from the side speaker. Count to seven. If you're still alive, run for your life. Is it just me, or have our lives gone the direction of our remote controls? Our world is filled with too many options, noises, and screens, and busyness. I'm tired. In a restaurant, I'd like a menu with just two items. That's what my mom gave us. Well, we can't turn back the clock, can we? But we can simplify our lives. And remember, simplicity is far from simple-mindedness. I asked some friends to help me. The first is a doctor friend who just moved from an 8-bedroom house to a more modest one. His car is 10 years old, and his hobby is keeping it running. He says nobody wants to steal it, and I'm able to give more than ever to those who need it. I don't gauge riches by the abundance of my possessions anymore, but by the fewness of my wants. Wow. Chocolate has helped my stress level, says Kim Moore. Everything looks better after dessert. Not only should we be fed up, we should be prayed up, she says. Pray that 6 months from now we would be walking in grace and forgiveness, following Christ. Life isn't easier now, but it is covered with grace. This is from our dear friend Jackie Taylor. I used to work three jobs to keep up with my lifestyle. Now I have one job, less money, and more time for relationships. I'm not so driven to work to get more money or things. My focus is more on life and living it to its fullest. Though my life as president of a large publishing house is busy, says my friend Bob Hawkins Jr., I find that the very thing I don't have time for is that which relieves the greatest stress. I love to run early in the morning with a group of guys. We all run at various speeds and for different reasons, but we all have better health, thinner bodies, and less stress. Physical exercise relaxes me, makes me happier, healthier, and kinder towards others. Finally, this is from King David, whom I have never met or run with, but I'm a fan. Psalm 131 says, I don't concern myself with matters too great or too awesome for me to grasp. Instead, I have calmed and quieted myself, like a weaned child who no longer cries for its mother's milk. Yes, like a weaned child is my soul within me. Put your hope in the Lord, now and always. Where is our hope today? In the stuff of earth, or the one who made it all? This makes all the difference in a world that seems to be spiraling out of control. Come to me, Jesus tells us, and I will give you rest. If we search for rest in any other place, it seems to me that we're asking for trouble. And speaking of trouble, I have done the unthinkable recently. I know you'll be surprised, but I could not help myself. I touched the large green button. Ah! What's that whirring sound?
Want to help the kids in your life love God's Word? This month, Laugh Again is offering Read, Think, Pray, Do by Sonia Camilleri, a fun, faith-building guide that helps kids explore the Bible with curiosity and joy. Using cheerful rhymes and colorful illustrations, children learn how to read, think, pray, and live out God's truth every day. Perfect for ages 4 to 7 and families who want to grow in faith together. Get your free copy at laughagain.ca.